Blog Talk Radio.
As pilgrims through this barren land, We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of your sins. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. Father God, these and other prayer petitions, we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty name. And we all in unity shall say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And like I first stated, I just thank you for taking out your time tonight, your busy itinerary. Join in the Old Ship of Zion, your host, senior pastor, Janice Ward of God House Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. And I will be with you tonight, 30 minutes on the clock. And our sermon tonight is Retirement Benefit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, typically, as you know, as we age, we sometimes lose the prominence and our position of influence. Even those of us who have never sought the limelight seem to increasingly to fade into the shadows. Obscurity, anonymity are good, however, for it is difficult to perform in public without wondering what impressions we're making on others. We fret over the extent that our reputations are being enhanced or damaged in some way. And there lies our peril to the degree that we seek human recognition. We forfeit God's approval, on the other hand, to lose the admiration of men and women may turn us to seek God's approval only. And here we find is a test for our gifts, our prayers, our fasts. Are they done for God's eyes only? And if so, though, overlooked and unnoticed by others, we have our Father's acknowledgement and reward. And three times Jesus repeated to his disciples, your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. That's found in the law of Matthew 6 and 4, then 6 on to 18. This is our assurance as well. Every unobserved gift of time, energy, and love, every petition we whisper in our Father's ears, every secret inward struggle against sin and self-indulgence will be fully rewarded in due time. In the end, his word will say, well done and faithful servant is all that will matter. Hallelujah. And we know that you might be in ministry, those of you that are in ministry, might be struggling right now and say, but Pastor Ward, you know, I'm just barely, you know, getting my tithes. I am just on the verge of losing my building because I don't have enough money to cover my mortgage or my rent every month, and you're just struggling from month to month. But I'm encouraging you tonight to don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Because God, hallelujah, has got a blessing laying in wait for you and you and you that are out there just distributing God's word unto the dying soul. Hallelujah. And I know for nearly 30 years I've listened to different preachers give account of their ministry careers. Some of them have become great, hallelujah, and renowned leaders in their communities, while others seem to fade into obscurity. By most standards, often they tell of low pay, poor living conditions, and steadily criticism. Surprisingly, these accounts, hallelujah, we know, are never told with bitterness or regret. And I am told that one preacher said that he was at a national assembly, and he gave an account of the trials and the rewards of his ministry. And we may have to remind not only ourselves, but remind others that perseverance pays off if we faint not. Hallelujah. And I am also reminded that there was a female preacher who was encountering hardship and prejudice, even against women's. And, you know, we're still having this pre-existing prejudice with women in ministry today. So this woman gave an account of the obstacles and the trials that she had encountered and the other hardships. But as she persevered, she now can attest that she now has a very responsible and rewarding position in her church. And there's also other preachers and deacons and missionaries who seem to be nearing the age of retirement. Hallelujah. One told of how he had found it necessary to supplement his church income with outside income. And as you know, in ministry, we do have to sometimes supplement our income because we just do not produce enough to pay all the enemies that need to be paid. Hallelujah. And so I'm reminded that one layman that was nearing retirement, and he faced, you know, some obstacles in his life, but he kept on preaching the divine word of God. And so he had purchased a t-shirt in one of the conferences, and it read that the pay isn't much, but the retirement is out of this world. And we know that you might not get all that you'll do, all that you'll work here on planet Earth. And we are reminded in the law of 2 Timothy 4, Paul was about to be put on trial by the Romans. He was coming to the end of his life as well. Yet he faced death with courage and faith. He was a strong committed to his God and to his work as ever. And he looked back over his life, remembering the time when he was without, time when God was his only help. He was certain that he would soon see his Savior face to face. Paul looked to the time with joy. He too knew that the retirement benefits of following Christ are out of this world. I want to encourage you and you and you out there in my podcast listening audience on tonight. Whatever obstacles that you're facing in your ministry, I am here to let you know that God has not left your side. You are not alone. God see your struggle. God see your tears. God see your heartaches. God see your sleepless nights. God see all that you have been going through and yet going through, but yet you're still committed and faithful to the very end. You're at church every time your church door opens. You're faithful, even if it's not a whole crowd to meet you there at the church door. You're committed. Sometimes it's just you and your wife and your family. Others have been absent from the church roll call. But I want you to take note tonight that God loves you and God's going to bless you. Like I said, you might not get your just due here, but there's laid up, hallelujah, there's laid up in wait for you a retirement benefit that is absolutely, positively out of this world. And we can be assured that God said in his word that we are priceless. What more than diamonds, pearls, rubies, sapphire? God said we are priceless. So, having said that, you know what you're worth in the eyesight of our Creator and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We meant so much to Jesus Christ until he went to Calvary Cross and suffered, laid and died for you and I, hallelujah, to have this opportunity to tell of his goodness, tell of his good news, tell of his word to all of those that you come in contact with as you're going to and for, hallelujah, in your daily life. You know, this is just like I said, this place, hallelujah, is not yours and mine's permanent rest place. For God has laid up for those of us that is living according to God's commandment. This place is just a temporary, I call it a temporary holdover, just like a jail cell. You are a temporary residence here on planet Earth. God said when he went away, he said, I go away, hallelujah, to prepare a place for you. And when I come back, hallelujah, when I come back, I will receive you unto myself. So you have that blessed hope in Jesus Christ's word. Jesus said that when he come back, hallelujah, when he cracked that cloud, God said he won't have to go and get your reward. You won't have to go and meet him halfway to retrieve your reward. But your reward, hallelujah, will be with him when he comes in the rapture. One cloudy day, one sunny day. I don't know what kind of day it will be. But whatever kind of day that God decides to roll in here on a cloud, hallelujah, God is bringing your reward, my reward, our reward, their reward, them that's lying asleep, your loved ones and my loved ones, your mother and my mother. They're not in glory yet. They're not in heaven yet. They are just asleep. But when that last trumpet sounds, the word of God says that those of us who died in Christ, hallelujah, you can be assured that your mother, your father, your grandparents, your son, your daughter, your aunt, your uncle, your employer, your colleague, your boss man, your attorney, your doctor, all of those that live the life of Christ will be called to rise up on your feet. Hallelujah. Jesus said, rise, and you will rise. God said that his strength is going to rise first. For anybody, God is going to call his strength to stand attention. Oh, what a blessed day that will be. And you will be rewarded fit that will be out of this world. I mean your retirement benefit, you that retired in the ministry of God and you are yet asleep. I'm here to encourage your heart tonight that God has laid up for you and you and you a reward retirement benefit that is absolutely, positively out of this world. I encourage you to keep on keeping on. Keep on moving. Keep on pushing. Hallelujah. Keep on holding up the bloodstained banner for our Lord. Because we might not get our just due, as I forestated, in this life. But if we keep on keeping on, keep on living for Jesus. Keep on preaching for Jesus. Keep on teaching for Jesus. Keep on telling of his goodness. Telling others how he'll save their souls. Telling others how he'll be their Lord and Savior. Telling others how he can heal their body. Telling others how he can open up their blinded eyes. Telling others how he can lay hands on the lame and they shall walk. Tell others that he can lay hands on the eyes, on the blind, and they shall come seeing. Tell them that God can lay hands on your body and you can get up a natural man or natural woman in the sense of the word. God is a God that can work miracles. If he worked miracles over 2,000 light years ago, he has not changed. If anything has changed, we have changed. There has been no change in God. God is still the same God. God is still working the same miracles that he worked over 2,000 light years ago. And God also gave us, his anointed ones, those same credentials, those same capabilities. God said that what I've done, you can do. And then God even put us on up a little higher in our works. God declared that you can do greater works than I did. And you know that's God that's putting a whole lot of big state on you and I. And all of you, hallelujah, that's living a life of Christ. God gave you those capabilities where you can lay hands on the sick. The Bible says, and they shall recover. You can lay hands on the blind, and they shall come seeing. You just lay hands on the dumb, and they shall come talking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's an absolutely, positively, an astounding truth that you and I can perform. But the only way that you can perform those capabilities is under the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost. You have to be Holy Ghost infilled in order to perform those kind of attributes. You have to be anointed under the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God gave us power. Hallelujah. That's Holy Ghost power. Power to enable you to live right. Power for you to walk right. Power for you to talk right. Power for you to live right. Power for you to treat your neighbor right. Power for you to treat those haters that despise you. You can treat them right with the utmost dignity and respect. Hallelujah. You know, that's a wonderful thing to be able to tell others about this Savior that you and I have found. For we was too a sinner because we have not always been saved. We have not always been sanctified. We have not always been filled with the precious power of the Holy Ghost. We sin too. But you know what? God reached down. God reached down his mighty hand from heaven down to earth and redeemed you and I. He's taken you and I from our clay. And I'm telling you, he placed my feet. And I'm ready to preach the word of God in season and out of season. Preach it to whoever don't like it. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to win souls to Christ. Because like I said, your retirement benefits is out of this world. God said, the ears have heard, neither have the eyes seen what God has prepared for those of us that are living according to God's command. So I encourage you tonight, don't worry about you're not getting paid, your scale paid, you're getting paid on the low Richter scale of your work. Just know that in the end, you'll be paid out your retirement benefit through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have a prayer petition, you want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, Incorporated. Your station is Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old Ship of Zion. You can make your correspondence to attention, Senior Pastor Janice Ford, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, Janice, all about God. @yahoo.com. Until we meet again, I encourage you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Proceed with this in mind, 'cause Jesus walks with me.